Portraits in Patriotism. I am an American. What does that simple statement represent? What is its full significance in love, in pride, and in tradition? What motivates a man to cherish more than life itself, this greatest nation the world has ever known? This land of freedom and opportunity and human dignity. In reflection on this theme, the United States Navy Recruiting Service presents Portraits in Patriotism.
If you stand in the corner of the little room in Philadelphia's Independence Hall where the Liberty Bell is hung, you'll notice something that will make you feel better about America. Almost without exception, every man who steps through the doorway takes off his hat. He's expected to do it, but very few men need reminding from the guards. Somehow that cracked and chipped old piece of metal commands his respect. When we first see it, we are transported backward in time nearly two centuries to the day when the Liberty Bell announced to the world that a new nation, unlike any the earth had ever seen before, was being born. We step closer and read the inscription. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and unto all the inhabitants thereof. That quotation from the Old Testament just about sums it up for most of us. We're proud to be descended from a people who had the courage to proclaim liberty throughout the land at a time when liberty was a dangerous idea. Almost instinctively, visitors to Independence Hall reach out to touch the Liberty Bell as if it could bring us closer to those brave men of the Revolution. And somehow it does. If you watch them as they step outside, you'll notice that most visitors look thoughtful. The noisy tourists who entered Independence Hall come out quietly. They look around them at the historic ground of Independence Square, and you can almost read their thoughts. What they have seen is a fairly ordinary-looking bell, a bell so old and cracked that it can't even be rung. But they have also seen a reminder that liberty couldn't always be taken for granted, that the free air of Independence Square wasn't always free. And perhaps these million visitors who come every year to see this symbol of their freedom go back to their homes all over America with a renewed appreciation of the blessings of liberty and a new determination to protect them from the threats of totalitarianism. The Liberty Bell doesn't ring anymore, except in the minds and hearts of patriotic Americans. But that's where it really counts.